This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, March 25th, brought to you by Watkins & Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. E15 announcement coming. Democrat attorneys general sue over USDA funding award conditions, and Senate okays bill to speed up USDA disaster relief. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin is set to make an announcement in Houston today about what the agency described as a nationwide E15. He's almost certain to announce another waiver for E15 use this summer. Zeldin will be in Houston for the annual CERA Week, the premier energy industry conference. Still to come is Zeldin's announcement by next Tuesday of the new renewable volume obligations under the renewable fuel standard. Can election pressures gel permanent year-round E15 over the finish line? Growth Energy's Emily Score thinks so. We're going to get this done, the CEO of the U.S. biggest ethanol lobby group said at this year's AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit. Our legislators have to be able to deliver when they return home in November. The tightest U.S. House races and this year's midterm elections are expected in major ag states like Wisconsin, Ohio, and Iowa, which produce ethanol and the corn used to make it. The lack of progress in Congress on efforts to pass the bill to allow year-round sales of higher ethanol gasoline blends of 15% or E15 is wearing on corn growers. Farmers are frustrated with Washington. I don't care what side of the aisle you're talking about, Ohio corn producer John Schroeder tells AgriPulse. South America is at E30, and we can't get them to get E15 in this country, and we should be talking about E30. These types of things would help offset the cost of fertilizer. Score says once E15 is enshrined into law and the country doesn't have to rely on yearly waivers to allow summertime sales of the fuel, investment to boost capacity to facilitate the sales will follow. What's turned into an annual guessing game of if and when the government will grant an E15 waiver means fuel retailers are constantly waiting, Score says. So they're not investing in the capacity to be able to really sell it and really ramp up. Now, for more coverage of the summit and an in-depth look at why the Trump administration's new tariff policy could achieve the president's goals, you can check out our weekly newsletter today. Democratic attorneys general are suing the Trump administration over vague and broad terms and conditions targeting DEI and illegal immigration that USDA has imposed on funding awards. In their lawsuit, the AGs assert that USDA has threatened harsh penalties if states do not comply with the agency's vague and expansive funding conditions related to immigration, DEI, and gender identity, which are unrelated to the purpose of USDA funding, and according to the press release. In December, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins signed a memorandum directing USDA agencies and staff offices to use a standard set of USDA general terms and conditions. The AGs argue that the conditions could affect over $74 billion their states receive each year from USDA, including through child nutrition and food assistance programs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkins & Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkins & Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkins & Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. BNSF President and CEO Katie Farmer says the rail giant has been handling record volumes of fertilizer this spring. In a letter yesterday to Corey Rosenbusch, president and CEO of the Fertilizer Institute, farmers said BNSF has been anticipating a strong spring season even before the war in Iran effectively closed the Strait of Hormuz. That robust volume has materialized, and we are on pace to set a first quarter record for fertilizer shipments on our railroad. Rosenbusch had urged railroads in a letter last week to prioritize fertilizer shipments amid disruptions caused by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Farmer told him BNSF brought additional transits online for fertilizer service, quote, without negatively affecting fluidity. Fertilizer car velocity during the fertilizer season so far has averaged 150.2 miles per day, which he said is a 15% improvement over the same period last year. Take note, last week, Union Pacific Executive Vice President of Marketing and Sales, Kenny Rocker, told Rosenbusch his railroad has seen a 2% increase in fertilizer shipments compared to last year and touted a 100% system car order fulfillment rate so far this year. The Senate has unanimously approved a bill introduced by Nebraska Republican Senator Deb Fischer to expedite producer access to federal disaster relief under USDA's Emergency Conservation Program and Emergency Forest Restoration Program. Wildfires active in the state are the worst ever, burning more than 800,000 acres in the state, Fischer said on the Senate floor. She said the programs, quote, are often slow to respond to wildfires, floods, and other disasters. This means producers face significant delays and red tape when trying to get across financial assistance. She said her bill would ensure that program eligibility can be triggered faster in response to a wildfire and provide flexibility for the producers completing the rehabilitative work. Here's today's final word. The ad hoc government payments being sent out as we speak will be helpful, but not enough to make up for the drop in price. That's a banker in the Fed Reserve's 11th District, which covers Texas, northern Louisiana, and southern New Mexico, responding to a Fed survey conducted March 3rd to 11th. He was commenting on low commodity prices. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, March 25th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.